Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Romans 1:16.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile. Today's verse convicts and challenges me. It convicts me because there are times when I act as if I am ashamed of the very thing I should be proudly proclaiming. And sadly, this happened not long ago during a neighborhood social that my husband and I hosted. Although we've had these types of gatherings since we've moved into our neighborhood, during this particular one, we had a lot of new guests who either had recently moved into the area or who had been unable to attend our parties in the past. And as often occurs during first meetings, everyone began asking the customary, "What do you do?" Everyone, it seemed, worked in such wonderful, highly respected fields. But then the question fell to me, and I found myself reluctant to share precisely what I do because I was afraid my answer would create immediate barriers to the relationships my husband and I were working hard to build. Ironically enough, that we were working to build so that we could share Jesus. Have you been there? Have you ever been tempted to stay quiet when you knew God was giving you an opportunity to proclaim the way of salvation? According to Romans 1:16, Paul, the man who wrote the letter in which today's verse is found, didn't struggle with this, because whether respected or disdained, imprisoned or free, he refused to feel ashamed of Christ and his free gift of life, even though that gift came in such a way that the Jews considered shameful. You see, according to Deuteronomy 21, verses 22 to 23, a person hung on a tree was under a divine curse. What's more, historians tell us that sometimes the leaders and conquerors in the ancient world publicly hung people killed by execution in order to deter others from committing capital crimes. Then there was the humiliation and the excruciating pain of the cross itself. The authorities often hung the condemned naked and exposed upon a cross and left them there for days to die. And therefore, to ancient man, the cross became a symbol for death, for pain, for condemnation, for shame, for weakness, and degradation. And those who died on the cross were considered forsaken and abandoned. Yet Paul had another, more personal reason to experience shame as well. The gospel hadn't made him wealthy, hadn't gained him prestige or respect. Quite the contrary, in fact. Prior to his conversion, as a well-trained Pharisee, he'd held great prestige within the Jewish community, a respected and admired position that he abandoned to follow Christ. During a time of intense persecution, he endured beatings, flogging, stoning. He was thrown into a dark, dank maritime dungeon. He was slandered. He was criticized. And he experienced rejection from his former faith community and therefore, likely many of his old friends. To them, the notion of a crucified Lord was absurd, was unthinkable. And yet that was how our Savior, the sinless Son of God, chose to die. As Galatians 3, verse 13 indicates, he became cursed for us to remove the curse of sin that previously bound you and I. In this, Christ transformed that which ancient man saw as a curse into the most beautiful and precious gift you, I, or Paul could ever receive. A gift that broke the power of sin and darkness in our lives, that freed us from death and brought reconciliation, a path to ever-deepening intimacy with our Heavenly Father and Creator. Scripture tells us Jesus became cursed for us, sinful men and women who otherwise would have been condemned to death, but who received freedom instead because Christ chose to die in our place so that you and I could live. But that wasn't the end of Christ's story. Although our Savior indeed died a criminal's death, he didn't remain in the grave. 3 days later, he did what no human could have imagined. He rose from the grave, victorious over all, death on the cross included. By grace, Christ abolished our shame and lovingly says to our soul, "Step out of the shadows, my love, for you are no longer condemned. By my blood, I have set you free." That is a truth you and I can loudly and confidently proclaim, knowing we are chosen, loved, pursued, redeemed, transformed, empowered, and destined for eternal greatness. We will probably all find ourselves on occasion in situations or around certain people that make us want to hide the fact that we belong to Christ. Not because we're ashamed of Jesus, but because we're ashamed of the associations others might make based on our faith. But Christ invites us to shift our thoughts off of the opinions of deceived humans and onto the power and the glory of our Lord, reflecting on the power of his cross and the incredible privilege that comes to all who kneel before the Lord. Let's pray. Holy Father, thank you so much for the gift of your Son. Thank you for the gift of life, of redemption, of forgiveness, of grace. Thank you for revealing your heart and your power through Christ's death and resurrection. We are not ashamed of our Lord and Savior. We are not ashamed of the cross. Lord, when fear, when anxiety, when insecurity begins to take hold, when we find ourselves guarding our words because of our fears, our insecurities, and a sense of shame, break through that. Remind us of everything we have in you. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to boldly, to kindly, to clearly, and to lovingly proclaim your truth that sets us free. We are not ashamed of the gospel because it has the power to transform lives. It is in your Son's name, our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, that we pray. Amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for working everything out for my good. Help me trust in your perfect plan. Amen.
Father, thank you for loving and caring for me.
With Christian Prayer Meditation, you can pray along to prayers based on specific topics. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Christian Prayer Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.